New mortgage rules at last. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here they are, new mortgage rules, just in time to prevent a meltdown in the housing market. No, I'm joking, of course. They're not just in time to prevent a meltdown, but there are new rules, and they're pretty good ones. And they should be, because they come from the Federal Reserve Bank, the people who know all about money. And here's what they say. Lenders who lend money to risky borrowers will need proof that the borrower has an income. After careful research, experts have determined that in order to pay back a loan, you need money. Another rule, lenders would have to find out if home buyers can back their loan with assets besides the house itself, so that if the house loses value, which would never happen, but just in case, they could still pay back the loan. Here's another new rule. Deceptive advertising would actually be prohibited, so lenders would have to tell the truth, and mortgage brokers couldn't try to get appraisers to certify that a house is worth more than it actually is. These are great rules, aren't they? But just about, I'd say about 5 years too late. In fact, they don't take effect until October, so that unscrupulous lenders still have 2.5 months to make deceptive loans to people who can't pay. Of course, the problem with these new rules is that by limiting loans only to people who can make the payments on time, there are going to be far fewer loans, and no more housing bubbles, so the people who make money on housing bubbles would probably have to get real jobs. But don't worry, we're a clever country. No matter how good the rules, I am confident that we will find ways around them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. These are great rules, aren't they? But just about, I'd say about 5 years too late.